Hi, this is Laura with Kick-Ass in Life, where I help you get hired fast, be smart with money, and be a happier and healthier you. Happy May. We are finally in May, and it feels like time is just slipping away. It is going so fast, and I hear you. And if you're graduating this month, congratulations to you. Really enjoy that process. And if you are not quite there yet, or if you're past graduation, keep on keeping on. And with that, I wanted to talk today about how to be a kick-ass intern. So whether or not you are still in school or you've graduated, internships are a really great way to get you a foot in the door at an organization. You can get an understanding of how organization works a little bit better, some hands-on experience, and an ability to meet people and work with them face-to-face. And it's one of the best ways to show how incredible you are and how awesome you can be as an employee is to have an internship. So it's really one of the key ways to be able to get a foot in the door and a future job. And it's not necessarily, you don't take an internship thinking you are going to get a full-time position at that specific company. You shouldn't take an internship thinking that that is the reality. Really, the benefits are that you are going to be at the organization, you're going to be working there, you're going to be able to show people how awesome you are, and then at the end of the internship, you can ask for references, you'll have a great addition to add on your resume, and potentially there could be a job opportunity down the line, but the thing is, you're not taking it for that purpose. You're really just taking the internship to get the experience, to learn as much as you can, and to make some really great impressions and great connections. And so congratulations if you've landed an internship for this summer. That is incredible. If you're still looking, good luck. Some people still are hiring for the semester, the summer semester. And so even if you have already graduated, I think having an internship and taking an internship, especially if it's paid, and I think most are at this point, but is really smart because it could be harder than you think to find a job. And so getting job experience as you're looking for a full-time job is incredible. And so I wanted to offer a few tips to making the most out of your internship. So first off, do the work. Be the worker. So be that person who is going above and beyond and who gets shit done. You want to be reliable. You want more work. You want to get the things done that they ask you to do, and you want more. So you want to really just give the impression that you are there to do the work and be present and really work as hard as you can so that you are ready for the next thing and future assignments. And by giving you that little amount of work, they can see how reliable you are, and they will just give you more. And so the way to get more and more interesting work is to do the work that you've been given very well and raise your hand and ask for more. Understand deadlines. Always ask, when do you need this finished by? Or if you need help prioritizing something because somebody's tasked you with something else, raise your hand and make mention of that so you can help. You can get help in prioritizing your tasks, because the expectation could be that you are finishing it that afternoon versus in 2 weeks. So really understand what your deadlines are there, and it'll just help ease some frustration if you feel like you're getting bogged down with assignments and deadlines. Along with that, over-communicate. If you're working on something and are asked to finish that and it potentially competes with your current workload or something somebody else has assigned you, you can always ask, I'm working on XYZ right now, but what should I prioritize? Should I start this over that? That may allow the person assigning you to have a conversation with potentially the other interest, or they can help you prioritize so that you're not in a position where you're not getting your work done for any reason. Take notes. Always bring a notebook where when you go into meetings or see what the vibe is, if people are bringing their laptops and you were assigned a laptop, you can bring that. But if you have your laptop, be present in the meeting. Don't be doing other work in that meeting. I do recommend you taking notes in your one-on-ones and in your meetings so that you can always capture all of your action items in your notebook so that you aren't going to miss anything. Ask questions. Yes, it's okay to ask questions. You may have a ton of questions, and that's great. So just make sure your manager is ready to answer them by seeing if they have the time for you. So you may want to mention, hey, I have a few questions about the assignment that you gave me. Is now a good time, or should I schedule some time with you to talk about it further? That allows your manager to have the space that they need, and then they can help you answer those questions in a time that's convenient for them, because they're busy. They're so overwhelmed themselves. And so you just want to respect that and give them the time that they need, but also get what you need in return. So make it easy for them. Request meeting time on their calendar. Set up the meeting in yourself so that they don't really have to do anything. And just make it as easy as possible for them. You can always reach out to people for informational interviews or coffees while you're there. Your first and foremost priority is to do the work and do the work very well. But if you're curious about what somebody else does in the company, ask your manager to maybe introduce you or mention that you're interested in learning a little bit more about writing or audio engineering or whatever it could be, so that you can get the time with those people while you're maximizing your internship experience. If you're not enjoying your internship, I don't want you to let anyone know, and that means on social media especially. So don't complain on social media. Your managers aren't dumb. They're going to look you up and they're going to see what you're up to online. And if you're bad-mouthing your job, saying, oh, how boring this is, your manager is going to lose a lot of respect for you. And I don't know, it's super hard to gain that back. So even if you aren't enjoying it, don't make it known to anybody. You know, later, maybe call your mom at night, tell her how frustrated you are, but nobody wants to hear it at work. And so be very present, be positive at work, and then if you need to release some tension outside of work, call your mom or somebody that can be a listening board for you. But you don't want to make it known on social media that you're unhappy with your internship. And going along with that, being positive, like, they've given you this opportunity, take this opportunity and be excited to be there. You know, you might be getting paid, but you're sure as hell learning as much as you can. And so it's a great opportunity. And don't take that lightly. You made it there. You probably beat out hundreds of people to be where you are. And respect that, and respect that your manager's time and the selection and the faith that they put in you to do an excellent job. And lastly, breathe. Take some deep breaths. It will be stressful. Breathe and be kind to yourself as you're going through this transition to the working world. It's hard. It's boring sometimes. It's annoying sometimes. You're dealing with a lot of personalities sometimes. But really stay positive and understand that you're there to soak up as much as you can, not only about your specific hard skills. Maybe it's video editing. Maybe it's working on WordPress or whatever it could be, whatever those hard skills are, learn them, but be patient with yourself, because you're going to learn a lot about office culture, and that's just as valuable too. And sometimes that's hard to learn or annoying to learn, but and can be very stressful, but just give yourself some patience, because you will figure it out. You will thrive if you have the right attitude, as I know you will, and you're going to really take this opportunity and run with it. So on that note, if you have an internship, good luck this summer, and go kick ass in your internship. That's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, if you like this podcast, please rate it, review it. It helps others find it so I can keep doing this and helping as many people kick ass in their careers. And I do this for you. So if you have any questions, please reach out, kickassinyourlife@gmail.com. And we're also on the site talking a lot about different ways that you can kick ass in your internship and going above and beyond. So on that note, go kick ass in your career. Until next time.